Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, as we come to the end of the extra hour, we do want to talk about the VFN Torch Top 3. We're so excited when we get a chance to share with you the top three stories on the Torch now with over 1,800 back.
Wow.
Segments, highlights on the Torch that you can look at and listen to, and there's more content. There's only so much we can share on the radio, but when you go to the Torch by going to VFNTV.com, you can see highlight upon highlight upon highlight with related content, related articles, videos, pictures, and allows us to go further and deeper into what we were sharing. Not only that, but if you notice that on the right-hand corner, there's a search bar, and I'm saying this for all the new VFN radio listeners that join us all the time, you can search up multiple topics or areas, and you'll find highlights that'll go on for what appears for days. Mm-hmm. But the top three today that I want to share with you, the first one is going through God-ordained fires. Let me tell you something. This highlight is awesome. We share it from Proverbs 17:3, and it's basically how God compares how he tests our hearts with fiery trials and how it proves that our faith is as genuine as silver when it's purified in the crucible and gold is refined in the furnace. Listen, trials allow us to recognize that, you know what? God is bigger. We can go through the fires. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, some of these fires are God-ordained. But God mm-hmm. will allow you to be tested. He will allow you to be tested so that you can find out that God is even the one in the fire. And he'll see you all the way through. The second one we want to share is, where are you on the map? Where are you on the map? This is a funny highlight which Greg shares and Pat about when they were going through Rome, Italy, and they were being driven around the city by someone who had no idea where they were at. They had no idea. So they're going around and around and around in circles, and they share humorously of what happened. I believe they were on a layover going somewhere. And this is very, very interesting. If you don't know where you're at, how in the world will you know where you're going? Mm-hmm. You got to first identify, where are you on the map?
That's right.
We need to stop blaming others and making excuses for our present location and recognize I am where I am. But you need to get a pulse on that. Some people have no idea what you got to know. Listen, this is where I am. This is my situation. Now you can be in tune with the reality and then actually know where you actually want to go and what that destination is. But where are you on the map? And the last highlight we want to share with you as we close out the extra hour is, do you have courage to stand in these times for God and country? Listen, we are experiencing times that are going to test men's souls. Mm. And what's going to need to happen is for men and women of God to have courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's doing something in the presence of fear. It's sticking, staying, standing, moving, sharing, talking, loving for everything that's right in God and everything that's right with our wonderful country. In this segment, we talk about a movie called The Last Ounce of Courage. And it just talks about a man who said, listen, I want to stand up for what's right in this country, and I'm not going to sit down or lay down. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to let my word come forth. It was President Ronald Reagan who said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same thing. Do you have the courage to stand?
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.